Amy Cox will be one of 10 names found on October's municipal election ballot for councillor in Fort St. John. Raised in Prince George, she's lived in the city since 2002, and labels herself, just an average citizen, but with one goal in mind. One of the reasons I chose to run, last year during the by-election, it kind of sparked an interest of me wanting to get into city politics, said the 34-year-old. I was talking with a bunch of my friends and family, and customers, and it seems the average person really didn't know who was running at any of the municipal elections, what was going on, or even how to do it. Cox admitted she was just as guilty of that. I had no clue either, and as I started doing my own personal research, that changed. Her goal is to increase awareness by establishing communication within the community. I would like to be that vessel between city council and the average person in our city, Cox said. I enjoy finding opportunities within issues. I like to think of myself as a very creative person, to think outside of the box. She's also given some thought to two other topics of concern, in particular, which she feels are linked. Voter participation and communication with the community from our city councils throughout the years. I noticed in 2005, only 25% of our eligible voters cast their vote. Fast forward through the years to 2018, where just 7.3% showed up. While born and raised in BC, her family has ancestral ties to the Musqueapatung First Nation in Fort Qu'Appelle, Sask. Something she's very proud of. I would very much like to think, although I don't have a position on council or don't sit on a board, myself somewhat as an advocate. I would love to be involved with our Indigenous community in Fort St. John. We're all First Nations. Watch, Fort St. John All Candidates Council Forum. Learn more about Amy Cox name, Amy Cox neighborhood, Finch area, Fort St. John occupation, entrepreneur community involvement, board secretary of TAFE, member of North Peace Fall Fair, member of North Peace Pride Society. Why are you running for city council? I chose to run because I noticed there is a disconnect between city council and the Fort St. John community. One big thing that I value is communication, and I would love to help bridge that gap. What are your top three priorities? Communication, community, family. The city has an extra $1 million. How would you spend it? Would love to send out a voter poll, survey, or host a town hall to see what the community would like to see the extra funds go towards. Picture Fort St. John in 2032. What do you see? Growing and improving the city with adequate amenities for recreation that offer programs for children, including underprivileged children youth. Emergency and low-income housing to help uplift people out of poverty instead of keeping them in it. Incentive plans to keep, recruit, and retain medical staff and encourage the growth of local businesses. What's the last local event you attended? The block party. What's the last movie or book you enjoyed and why? Hocus Pocus 2, because I have been waiting forever for it to be produced and released. What's your dream post-pandemic vacation? A month in Japan with my fiancé. Going to Studio Ghibli, Super Mario World, and Tokyo Disney. Traveling to different cities and enjoying the history and culture. I am also a big architecture fan, so I would love to see temples. I would just love to go everywhere and do everything. Fort St. John's best kept secret is our local programs, resources, and societies. Especially our societies, they are the behind the curtains of every event, and the people deserve the recognition and support. Funding referendums. 1. Dinosaur Museum grant in aid. This bylaw would establish a service function for the regional board to provide grants toward the operation and capital improvement of the Tumbler Ridge Dinosaur Museum. The vote is open to all eligible voters within the Peace River Regional District, including member municipalities. The bylaw would have a tax rate impact of $0.0072 per $1,000. Click here to learn more, and to calculate the tax impact to your property. 2. Fort St. John Public Library financial contribution. This bylaw would provide funding to the Fort St. John Public Library, and is open only to voters in Area B of the regional district. The bylaw would have a tax rate impact of $0.011 per $1,000. Click here to learn more, and to calculate the tax impact to your property. 3. Global Geopark grant in aid. This bylaw would establish a service function for the regional board to provide grants toward the operation and capital improvement of the Tumbler Ridge UNESCO Global Geopark and the Tumbler Ridge Museum Foundation. The vote is open to all eligible voters within the Peace River Regional District, including member municipalities. The bylaw would have a tax rate impact of $0.0072 per $1,000. Click here to learn more, and to calculate the tax impact to your property. 4. Regional connectivity. This bylaw would establish a service function for the regional board to receive grants and requisition funds to be used to provide grants to internet service providers, and enter into agreements with internet service providers for the installation and operation of broadband infrastructure in under- and unserved communities. The vote is open to all eligible voters within the Peace River Regional District, including member municipalities. The bylaw would have a tax rate impact of $0.0136 per $1,000. Click here to learn more, and to calculate the tax impact to your property. 5. Sport and Cultural Events Grant in Aid. This bylaw would provide authority for the provision of grants to support the holding of national and international level sporting and cultural events in the region. The vote is open to all eligible voters within the Peace River Regional District, including member municipalities. The bylaw would have a tax rate impact of $0.0072 per $1,000. Click here to learn more, and to calculate the tax impact to your property.